Blog Talk Radio.
I turn my bass to your pillow that's soaked in your perfume. The water's raging, cold like that, and I can't swim.
Regular segments at 9:15, which is Black History, World History, what day it is, birthdays, and we're going to do Black People is Dope. But I'm going to talk to y'all tonight because, baby, we got to get up close and personal. There are some things that we have not discussed in quite some time, and I missed y'all. So first, let me let y'all know, I apologize that we didn't have Sunday's show. Or did we do Sunday show? I think we skipped Sunday show. I'm not even sure. We ended up skipping Sunday show, if I'm not mistaken. But we needed to do that because, guys, we've been on a journey, man. Like, I play a lot of things close to the vest. I don't let a lot of people in on my life, our life, my family's life. I really keep a lot of things out of the forefront. I generally keep my show. I usually keep my business. I usually keep everything that I'm doing in life separate from my personal life. But sometimes your personal life can become so cumbersome over your everyday life that you can't do those other things, that you have to put some things on pause, that you got to take time out, that you got to go refresh yourself, that you got to go get away from everything that you know. When we do Black History today, we're going to do Black History a little different. Shout out to one of my homegirls, man. She called me last week and she checked on me. And shout out to everybody who checked on me and my family and my wife last week. Last week was tumultuous, man. We had a rough go of it, you know, getting the wife in dialysis, being gone for, she was gone for like 5 days. And my daughter is, if you guys don't know anything about me, my daughter and my wife have one of the most amazing relationships that I've ever seen. Like, they are literally each other's best friend. And my daughter loves me. Like, I want y'all to understand this first. My daughter loves me. But that bond and that relationship that she has with her mom is amazing. And so because I knew my wife was doing dialysis and getting the help that she needs and working on dealing with her kidney issues and going forward and the things that she has to do to be great, it required her to be in the hospital to get started with dialysis. She was going for 5 days because of the various complications that happened. No healthy person is starting dialysis. So, you know, we're not looking for the, oh, my God, guys, we got to come jump on your bandwagon. No healthy person is starting dialysis. And we knew that this was the case for years. We knew that having a child was a serious risk to her health. And we decided to do it anyway. Not because we was looking for the sympathy or we were looking for a handout or we wanted someone to come in and just take care of us. My wife's only desire was to be a mother before she died, ever. Like, not to be a mother of just a sickly child, but to be a mother of a child who she could build a bond with, who she could talk to, who she could get to know. And they are amazing together. So to watch my daughter wake up day after day, moment after moment, situation after situation, and struggle. And what I mean by struggle, I don't mean she struggled in a sense of she wasn't happy, she wasn't able to function, she wasn't able to do the things that she needed to do. She struggled from the sense of she was missing her best friend. My daughter got up every morning and looked for my wife. When we would go out to go walk, she would peek in the kitchen and peek in the bathroom, which is my wife's two favorite spots to be in the house. And she wasn't there. And on the very last morning that we went to go get her, I called and I said, hey, are you coming home today? She says, supposed to be getting released today. I said, good, because your best friend is looking for you. I am too. See, that's why I started the show off tonight with Rain Man by Jamie Foxx. If you're ever going through something and you're in a transition where you're clearing your life out to get better for the next journey that you're getting ready to walk into, Rain Man's a perfect song. Because it's asking for you to be released. Release me. See, the biggest problem with so many of us is not only are we controlled, but we want to be controlled. And the best relationships are free and open and loved and communicated and thoughtful and desired and want. That's not just the relationship that you look for in a husband and a wife. That's a relationship that you look at when you go buy a house. If it's only about the money, get a new real estate agent. When you go to rent an apartment, if it's only about the money, you might not want to live there. When you go purchase a car, you might not want to buy a car from them. If you go grocery shopping, and where you go grocery shopping, if everybody's in there and they're mean and they're disrespectful and they can't love on you, that may not be the place for you. See, when we get to the 10 o'clock hour, I'm going to actually tell several stories tonight about why I had to retire from being in the actual workforce. Because I need people to understand it's not that people are not willing to work. There are people all over this country who are looking for jobs, who are willing to work, who desire to put money in their pocket. But it's the relationship, and not just the relationship, but the lack thereof of a positive and equitable relationship. See, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. See, a lot of people today was mad at Brian Flores for the things that he had to say. But here's the question that I'm going to ask. And production manager, can you put this question up on social media? Because I would like to ask this question. How many minorities have worked in an environment where they weren't respected? Well, I'm going to say it again because I want you to hear it. How many minorities have worked in an environment where they weren't respected? And surprisingly, what you're going to find out is that number is astronomically high. But one of the craziest things that I notice as I begin to work in the work industry is one of the biggest races that hindered me from growth was black. And I want to tell this particular story before we go into our next commercial break. And it's going to be a quick one. Before I left the VA, I was the African-American program manager. And so what you need to understand, that falls up under the EEOC program, Equal Opportunity and all that other stuff. But I basically was the face for equal opportunity for black people in the West Palm Beach VA. Taking the job, I had no experience. The girl who had the job before, she was stepping down. She had other issues going on in her life. I thought I was going to be able to ask her for some guidance, and I wasn't able to get any guidance from her. So I tucked my butt cheeks together, and I went to work. And in doing so, things that I noticed once I got the position is once I got to the first meeting, I realized I wasn't going to have any help. I realized immediately as we got started in this that I was going to be on my own from a leadership standpoint. The Hispanic committee, they were doing their thing. The LGBTQ committee, they were. Here's the craziest part. I actually worked along, beside, and or near adjacent to almost every other committee member that set up on the EEOC. And so I set apart and I set aside, and I decided to do my Black History program, putting it together. I was talking to everybody that I needed to talk to, and everything was good, and everything was ready to go, and everything was all set. And I was ready to turn everything in. And then the two people who were supposed to be who I went to for help, the two black people, one was in charge of education, one was in charge of all of the EEOC personnel that set up under. We all had to be approved by that person before we could even get to sit on the board. And then the council had to vote, and we also sat under a group that reported back to the director personally. Okay? I want you to understand the significance and the importance of this. And as I was getting my event to turn into media to get ready to do it, the lady looked at me and she goes, "What are you turning this in for? It's already been submitted." And I said, "How's it submitted? I'm in charge. I'm submitting it." She goes, "Well, June Bridges Cox and the other young man, I can't even think of his name anymore, but I don't really care about who he is as a person. They turned in my program. They did my program. And I sat in the audience of a program that I was supposed to have been supervising and overseeing. Not because I wasn't prepared and not because I didn't have my stuff together, but because I was undercut. And the people that undercut me were black. They were my peers. To be the same people fighting the same fight that I was fighting, but instead of helping me, they disrespected me. They used me. And so in doing so, let me give you, because this is not a sad story. The story doesn't end sadly. So in doing so, I realized I had to do something a little different. So what I did was I put my best friend, Tanya Lewis, and I said, "Hey, you should apply for this position." And she goes, "Why?" I said, "Best friend, there's a shift in culture." And I said, "I want you to understand there's a shift in culture." And she goes, "Okay." I said, "The shift in culture is black women are getting ready to be leaders in this society. And if any black leader is going to stand before anybody and be a woman, the best woman that I know in this VA personally right now is you. And so I would like for you to replace me." And she put her nomination in, and she got it. And from that day forward, I never joined her committee. I never was a part of her committee. But every single day, I mentored her. Every single day, I found information, I found resources, and I helped her. And so she was at the point where she was getting ready to hold her very first event. And her first event was going to be Juneteenth. And she came to me and she said, best friend, she goes, you talked so much to me about Juneteenth. I would like for you to do Juneteenth for me. And I said, best friend, I absolutely got you. And I stood there and I discussed Juneteenth, but I discussed it from a historical standpoint. And a white man walked up to me and he says, Donald, I am from Galveston, Texas, and I've never heard the story a day in my life. He stood in front of me and he cried. He didn't cry because he felt like he was better. He didn't cry because he felt like he had did anything wrong. He cried because he was ignorant to the plight of people that he grew up around. He didn't even know that that was his heritage as well as it was theirs. Black history is not just history that they put in the record books, not just history that they teach in schools, but black history is history that they don't talk about. Black history is the information and the knowledge that we pass between each other. Black history is and should always be celebrated. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I don't want to get in trouble with our production manager. I already went over by 3 minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Watch out the Marriott, joining on owning co-ops, on drop top, coochie shot, guzzling straight to the sky. Formulating up plots to escape and sell them slots, cause the scorching hot. Making it hard trying to figure who's out the traffic, but tacky. Got all kinds of undercovers coming at me, perhaps he won't be happy till they snatch me and place me with half a track. Be sitting in cash backy, but never me. See, my destiny's to be forever free. An ecstasy on a hill that awaits for me, so flush up to visualize like a coke bus. Vivid enough to make living this a month plus.
Love.
listen, Sugar Hill by AZ was one of my favorite songs, y'all. But listen, we're gonna take a, we are back from that quick commercial break. Black History is World History is brought to you by Uppity Edibles. I am sitting here right now with some, they gave us some gummy bears today. This is with fruit, and then it's covered in can of sugar as well. So I'm not going to eat a lot of these tonight, but I am going to have one. I'm going to suck my fingers a little bit on that. So let's get into Black History is World History. Let's go. Because this story is important to me. And the reason why I chose this moment for Black History is World History in Season 5 is I wanted to give a shout-out to a person who changed my life. I was 14, getting ready to be 15 years old. And this moment changed my life. And I remember when he brought this technique out. We were getting ready for Border Wars, matter of fact. And it was us, Kenwood, Clarksville High, Hopkinsville. Because we was having this at, I think we was having this at our house this year. So, yeah, Border Wars. So that's all the schools locally come together on the Tennessee and the Kentucky side of Hoptown and Clarksville. And with Fort Campbell being basically in the middle, being a military post, we had Border Wars every year. But slightly before that meet was due to happen, Coach Thomas is who we're getting ready to honor. He brought the entire track team, boys and girls, and he put us in the locker room. And he said, we're getting ready to do something, guys, something that we've never done before, and I want you to take it serious. And I had no idea what the fuck it was. I'm like, dude, we run track. Why? There is nothing that you can do with running in a fucking locker room other than change clothes and take a shower. That's where my head was at. So why are the boys and the girls going into a locker room when we really need to be running track? And matter of fact, we were done with practice. We were getting ready to end practice, but this was before we ended practice. And what Coach Thomas says is I want everybody to get in here, and I want you to find a very, 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 very quiet place. So what we're going to do for the next four to five minutes, okay? We're gonna do exactly what Coach Thomas taught us, and I'm going to teach you. Because to me, this is what changed my life. It didn't put me in a special place. Higher than anybody. It didn't make me better than anybody. It didn't give me the ability to be better than anybody. But what it gave me was the ability to see myself. And what this is called, it is called guided meditation. This was a new song, and it had just came out, and this was at the time one of Coach Thomas's favorite songs. And he played the song for us, 94, 95 time frame, and he played the song, and he said, guys, if you can just visualize yourself, if you can see yourself being great at what you do, then you'll be great. And for 4 to 5 minutes while this particular song, and he had a few others, but this one stuck out to me the most. But while these songs played, he talked to us about what we was going to encapsulate. And as he did that, we went on to have arguably the greatest track season of our life. Not only did we win state, but we won regionals, and in regionals, I think at that time we set the regionals mark of point differential between first and second place. It arguably around the greatest talent that I've ever been around. But what people don't understand was every single individual on our team had to visualize their greatness. So in honor of Coach Thomas, who has been a wonderful mentor for me while I was in high school, in honor of my dear friend Rashida, who had a conversation with me, and a guy that I met through sports more than anything, who passed away this past week, and the world will not be the same without him. We're going to do some guided meditation, Chris Palele, because Chris always used to sit next to me when we did this. That's why I don't understand how I was even able to do it, because he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. But for the next 4 minutes, as we go into our next commercial break and come out with our next segment, I want you to not do anything. Sit where you are. Listen to the music. Hear the sounds. Visualize yourself. Visualize yourself tomorrow at work. Visualize yourself at school. Visualize yourself in your marriage. Visualize yourself in your careers. Visualize your goals. But visualize yourself doing it. The more you can see yourself doing it in your head, the more you can walk into a room and do it. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Thank you. All right, y'all, we are back. We are back. Whew. Listen, I almost started going in just sitting there listening to the song. I hope y'all didn't, man. Don't go in. Like, come back. All right, we're going to hype y'all up a little bit. We got actually, guys, people are responding back to that minorities post. I've already seen somebody say, yes, I've been whatever. A few other things has been said. So we're going to touch that a little bit at the 10 o'clock hour, but we are getting ready to get into what day it is. I think that Helen's not here, man. I miss my friend Lucy. Y'all pray for my girl. She has been dealing with a lot of stuff as well. So if you know who I'm talking about, that is my favorite co-host. If you can go by her page or whatever, just go send her some love, some support, some prayer, some energy. Just let her know that you was thinking about her tonight because she needs it. All right, guys, so let's get into this, what day it is. This should be interesting. This should be fun. We have Wednesday, February the 2nd. So today is some days I ain't never even heard of. Okay, she done went, I don't know what the hell she went and found, but these are some days I don't even, first of all, man, some of these can't even be American, but okay. So today is February the 2nd, and the first one we have is Candle Moss Day. Somebody please tell me what, see, again, y'all be coming up and creating these days, and I can't entertain them because I don't even know what that means. So, production manager, I know you're going to shoot me some stuff. Go ahead and shoot me what the hell Candlemas is because I don't know what Candlemas is. I know Christmas. I know Xmas, but I ain't heard of Candlemas. So somebody let me know what that is, all right? Ooh, I knew my favorite day was today. Today is National Crepe Day. I am a crepe lover. If you've never had a crepe, and I don't mean that shit that y'all go get from a restaurant, go open up a fucking Google or something and see what a crepe is and do make an actual crepe, okay? Today is also National Brown Dog Day. I don't really know why we got to celebrate the color of a dog, but why can't we just celebrate? Why can't we just have one singular dog day? Or you can do breed dog, but I'm not finna go out and celebrate the color of each individual day of a fucking dog. Y'all special now. Y'all doing too much. Today is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I love that. And let me tell you why. And I'm going to tell a quick story real quick. It's not one of my favorite female athletes of all time. Probably doesn't have a big name. But her name, I'm going to get in trouble here because I can't remember her. She's married now, so I can't remember her married name now, but I've known her since we were kids. Her name was, maiden name is Shakira Weston. We went to high school together. She would later go on to go to Clemson University to run track at Clemson University. At the time when she was in school, set freshman records throughout her time there at Clemson. But she was one of my favorite female athletes, and I'm going to tell you why. We used to have this joke in track practice. I'm on track practice today because me, Rashida, several of my friends from track, we've all been reminiscing this week, and it's really been heavy on my heart. But we were running one day, and we was doing timetables. If you ran track, you know what those are. So we were doing timetables one day. And I was running in tennis shoes, and I was, because I had got to practice late, I was running with the girls because I didn't have my spikes at the time because I was waiting on Ruben to show up with my bag. So Ruben and James had my bag. I was running late. So I'm on the track, and I'm getting, I'm out there. I'm cruising, and all I hear is, so if you run track, you know what it sounds like when you hear spikes. And so we're timetabling out because we have a meet coming up for the weekend. And one of Coach Thomas's rules, again, we're going back to Coach T, if you don't place in a certain level in the timetable that week, you don't get to compete on Saturday in that event. And I need you to understand, baby, we had some runners. We had some fucking gazelles, right? So I'm getting it. All of a sudden, all I do is I hear, now, I need y'all to understand, Shakira can run. I don't want you to think about this as like, oh, this is Don only. He just running. This girl could run. So when I heard, listen, I had to go into high gear so I could make sure I pull away from this girl because intentionally she's now trying to beat me. And you can, listen, it's a pride thing. Not that it's a guy versus a girl thing. I know she's good. It's not a pride thing about ego of male versus female. I know she's good. I just can't let her beat me is what the issue was. And so as she did her thing, man, I celebrated her, and every year she was great, man. She did her thing awesomely, amazingly, man. Just shout out to all of the women in sports, man. I love seeing. I mean, I love watching women compete, like women who truly go out and play a sport and love that sport and give it their all. I love seeing it. So if you're a fan of college, pro, not professional, amateur, semi-pro, whatever it is that you're a part of, man, if you know any women that do any sports, man, if you get a chance to go support them. I remember back in the early 2010 through 15, down here they have like a lot of semi-pro and they have women's flag football and things like that, man. I've gone out and did photography for those events and stuff like that. It's just support the women, man. If I haven't said anything else to you guys today, support women. All right. Today is also National Heavenly Hash Day. I'm not a fan of that, but okay, that's still cool. Today is also National Hedgehog Day. My little buddy Corey, my best friend Tanya and Corey, their son, he loves Sonic the Hedgehog. So shout out to little Corey. I hope somebody gave him some type of Sonic or Hedgehog memorabilia today. If not, Lil Corey, I got you when I see you, buddy. Today is National Signing Day for all you football fans out there. You get to go see, you know, what your team did. I hope some of y'all are happy. I know if you're an Oklahoma fan right now, you're kind of a little frustrated. You don't know what's going on. Michigan, y'all in the same situation. Georgia trying to run it back. You know, Alabama going to be there, and everybody so on and in between. One team I can't support is Notre Dame. I will not support or watch their football unless they're playing my team, okay? And y'all know that other team that's 6 to 8 miles down the street from the University of North Carolina and the U. Those are the teams I can't support in football. National Signing Day. All right, let's go. Today, ooh, I'm mad. We did have potatoes, but today is national. I'm mad. Nobody didn't tell me today. Here's the craziest part. People don't even realize. Do you know that really all a tater tot is potatoes that's steamed, and then they take it and they crumble it up, and then they put a breading back around it, and then they fry it? That's really how you make – that's all you do to really make a tater tot? But, okay, let me stop. Let me be great. Let me move on because people be mad when I start talking food because I'm fat, and then they get hungry. If y'all haven't ate, it also is Tuesday, so, you know, y'all can do Taco Tuesday today too. And that's it. Today is National Sled Dog Day, and I'm not going to do that last one because I don't really care about politics like that. Let me go see what the production manager gave me on this national whatever the fuck this is because I have no idea. Ooh, guys. Ooh. Ooh, I almost messed up because we can only do this a couple of times this year. Today is 222. If you don't know what that means, it's the second month of the second day of the 22nd year. Man, listen, if y'all haven't done your affirmations with the number 2 today, go do your affirmations. I went to the beach. Me and God had some time in it. The message that I got from God today was let's go. It's time to get up. In this cold season, it's the time to prepare yourself to be ready for the spring because anybody who did not prepare themselves, for this time, for this season, baby, you just got to sit back and be a spectator because it's going to go fast. When I tell you opportunities are going to come, I mean, it's going to come like a – and if you're not ready and if you're not in position to do what it is that you do, I'm not mad at you and I don't feel any type of way about what happens, but you have to understand you cannot get mad at those who pass you by. We're going to do a quick commercial break so we can come back and do – birthdays. I need to find something a little bit more upbeat because we've been real mellow tonight. I wanted to, my heart was a little heavy earlier. So this is one of my favorite songs, and I love it because of who is on it. This is Ludacris, Small World, and Dollar Boy. You got to go back to Ludacris's Red Light District album. If you don't know, that's the one that he was making fun of all the Austin Powers stuff. So, you know, Blueberry Yum is on that. Child of the Night is on that one with Nate Dogg. Shout out to Nate Dogg, no longer here with us. But I'm going to do this song, Who Not Me, by Ludacris featuring Small World and Dollar Boy. This is one of my favorite songs because sometimes you got to ask a motherfucker, who the fuck are you talking to?
You ever hear somebody say something? Now you think they're talking about you, but you're not quite so. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't no way they could be talking about you. Introducing the new members of the Servant of Peace. Small World from North Cliff. Dollar Boy from Plain Circle. Here we go.
Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me.
3, 2, 1. What's begun is the start of a bitch. We've been saying we just getting started with for money. Y'all been monitoring, pondering about it. How about I pull that out and power it? I'll heat them up out of power. Big Small World, no clinch to the king. It's in the clip when it's in. Put them in a box like this. I'm a Laker with clips. Get them in a Laker clip. Truth is, you a Clipper with clips. Ancient bitch. I'm by my looting dollars. I shoot you for looting dollars, but you lootless and dollarless. Fuck it, I shoot for looting dollar. I crash hard as blast with a post hoe. I'ma have a problem like scrap if you blabbing like show hoes. Motherfucking damn lips, or there'll be mixtures of blood and dandruff if you don't get my damn drift. Creep to your grave and leak DT piss. This is your highness at his least temper. Keep it pimping and white.
Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me.
I've been having a bad day. The same old shit. We don't give a fuck about who you is. The same old click in the same old biz. The same old flip with the same old whip. The same fofo with the same old clip. Half the bullets on the other half you can get. Bitch, R.I.P. Rick James on Rich. Bitch, you talking too much, nigga, you a snitch, bitch. And we don't do it like that. We do 3-quarter drops and we bring a brick back. Black, don't act, get your whole trap flat. Act, unload and reload, we back black. And when them gats letting off, when it dot line noises like a plane taking off. Dollar Boy, I got the gang in the cross. Let me bang at your boss for them things coming so.
Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not
now
me.
Now if a bad bitch won't fit, then it's dick, I'll give her. Ludacris, nigga, I stand and deliver. Never back down, won't shake nor shiver. Fuck with me and get found in the Chattahoochee River. The 7-inch tanker put a stop to his kicker. Versace to the body makes him drop much quicker. Yeah, I appear to be a nice little nigga. Fuck with anything I love and I'm a stone cold killer. Eating off a Versace, sleeping on chinchilla. 8-figure nigga, I'm a multi-miller. See me in the street, it can't get no realer. Giving back to my hood with a pocket full of thriller. My neighbors say my house can't get no bigger. I do good ass business with a bad ass temper. Please tell your bitch stop playing with my zipper or I'll brrrr, sticker, ha ha ha, sticker.
Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to?
talking to? Not me. Me. No, not me. Who the fuck you talking to? Not me. Couldn't be me. No, not me.
All right, guys, we are back. We are back. We have birthdays. Y'all know we finna go crazy because we are in Aquarius season. Is that what we in? Because we finished Capricorn. Capricorn was in January. So now we Aquarius from now to the end of February, round of whatever, and then okay, yep, so we're in Aquarius season. So Aquarius, that's the fish. That's emotionally good, a little feisty, a little crazy. All right, guys, we're going to see. Because I did not personally do birthdays. I didn't pull this list. So I'm just going off the top of my head what I know Aquarius is to be like. So we gonna see. Here we go. Let's see. Great, listen. I knew they was feisty. We starting right off the bat. Let's go. February 1st, 1948. Rick James. Bitch. Listen, it's almost like when you say Rick James, you gotta put that bitch at the end. Like, you can't even say Rick James without putting some respect on that motherfucker's name. Boy, that's Mr. Fire and Desire, his motherfucking self. All right, y'all. I'm in the vein today. I was listening to Elevators, Me and You today. Big Boy, happy birthday yesterday. I don't know who this person is. Her name is Jasmine Tux. Apparently, she's important. Don't know her. Garrett Morris, born February 1st as well. And Lee Thompson Young, Miles Truitt, Sherman Helmsley, and Connor McLean. Also's birthday was yesterday. I don't know who that is, so I'm going to skip him altogether. And then Langston Hughes' birthday was yesterday. Today's birthdays, Donald Driver, former Green Bay Packer, Carl Wright. I have loved him. If you don't know who Carl Wright is as an actor, even as a younger man, all the way to as he aged and got older, you are doing yourself a disservice. Carl Wright, amazing actor. And then some guy named Southside. If y'all don't know who Southside is, I'm not even going to tell y'all. Y'all can go look him up for yourself. All right, so that is birthdays. Man, we got a few minutes here to kick it, man. So let me share with you guys my favorite Black History moment in life. And my favorite Black History moment in life was, I don't remember which grade I was in. I was either in the fourth or fifth grade. It was around that time. We did a program for school, and we had to do, you know, we had to do what we had to do. But the program that was put together was amazing. We opened it up with the Black National Anthem. The kids sung it, so it was all elementary age kids in there singing it. We mashed it. And then we did a bunch of songs. We had Whitney Houston in there. We did Wing Beneath My Wings. We did a lot of things, like, in that program. But what I was most proud of is not only did we do it on the stage and we picked certain parts that we wanted to do on the stage for everybody, but every single student in that class presented something dealing with Black history. But one of the things that my teacher did, and I still do this to this day, she says, don't pick anybody that you know or you've heard of. I'm going to issue a challenge. I'm banned on Facebook, but I'm going to do it on Instagram starting tomorrow. We're going to do this for the rest of the month of February. Between me and the production manager, we're going to put something out on DJ's Roundtable going forward every day. But we're going to put an unknown Black history person or fact. something that doesn't get the everyday je ne sais quoi, as we say, something that doesn't get the accoutrement, as we like to put out there for us cooking people, something that doesn't, you know, hit it off the park for you sports people. You know, I don't know how many different acronyms y'all want me to give, but I don't want it to be what we already know. Like, you know, I want it to be things that don't get overly talked about, like Ida Wells, how she did the portrait of the of one of the presidents, and that because I'm not going to tell you which president, I'm just going to tell you the picture that his face sits on and his the dime. So if you go look at the dime and you know who that president is, that's great. But I don't want to talk about the name of that president, because the lady who did the portrait and did the drawing and the likeness of that portrait to be on that dime is Ida B. Wells. And we need to talk about her. She's important. That's Black history. If you're going to talk about Black history, let's stop talking about things that everybody knows. Martin Luther King is great. Malcolm X is great. But do you know about Mansa Musa? Do you know who he is? Do you know his contribution? Do you know who his brother is? Do you know what his contributions to society are? Do you understand that that warships that we use today right now, the ships that our Navy use and the ships that the English Navy use and that all the other ships around the world that are based off of, do you know that's based off of an African ship that's still together and tied together now? And it's the oldest ship of its kind, and it was made out of wood and rope, and it still exists to this day. Actually still sellable to this day. Let's learn history. You don't have to. Learning your history is not a I'm better than you moment. Knowing your history just gives you the sense of pride. Puerto Ricans are happy because they have a sense of pride. The Dominicans are happy because of pride. Haitians and Jamaicans are happy because of their pride of their heritage. I'm happy because of my pride and my heritage, because I know it. You can't take my pride and my heritage away from me because I study it. I want to be better. You can't tell me that you know our history better than somebody if you're not taking the time to get to truly know your history. Knowing your history doesn't make you better. It gives you a sense of pride. It gives you a sense of understanding, and it gives you a sense of cultural awareness about who you are and the greatness that your people is and have been over the course of time and or history. Have to be better than anybody. You don't have to treat anybody like you're better than them. What you have to do, learn to love. One of my favorite artists of all time, I mean favorite artists of all time, one of the things that he preached was a message of love and a message of transparency. So many people want to be great today, but so many people don't want to be real. Being real doesn't start with other people. Being real starts with you. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I am going to I want to change it up. This is See, I want to play this song, but see, some of y'all might, okay, fuck it, it's my show. They offended, they can turn it off. I love this song. This is, if you may have never heard this song, if you're not from the Midwest or you didn't really follow Twista like I did, but he had an album called Legit Balling that he put out. It was a collection of artists that worked with him. He formed this, but one of my favorite songs, I have a lot of favorite songs off of this album. This song made me realize I never wanted to go to jail. And I've been to jail. I've been to jail a couple of times. I've been arrested twice in my life. But this three times, let me change that three times, because I got arrested at 7 the first time. Production manager, put that out there. Let's ask that question. Ask that question. How many minorities, specifically black and brown, have been arrested or placed in handcuffs before their 18th birthday? We're going to do this song real quick, and we'll be right back.
Correctional facility. You have a slight call from inmate.
Yes,
sir. To accept this call, please press
3
now. Thank you.
Hello? Hey, sis. Let me speak to mama. Who me on fine besides all the trauma? The system that took me in, but then they took me under. I suffer being another number. I wondered if I could conquer. Just criminal structure, built the puncture. The hard to me. When the guards come in, the boys in the pen, I know I'm in hell and it's hard to win. I say how they lying in the dark for me. Thinking about the night the police came marching in. It's like they wouldn't stop marching in. Asking mama what mom on me. Try to be up with some scars within. Fighting back the tears through my trial starts to spin. Reciting back the lyrics of a favorite Baptist hymn. It's over now, can't hold a towel. Hold a towel, scold a towel. I won't tell a soldier now. Baby, hold your tears and come and teach them all your peers. Let them know what's cold in here. This ain't the way to spend them older years. Over the fears of the world. No longer mama's heard in here. It's all clear, them older cats Scooby to the game of all ears. No more rats in your old ears. The ghetto famous disappear. Back to my cell crying. Hell's blind, but I hope I make it through this jail time. Trying to stay focused. I heard the man is mad at me. I guess that's what I got my family for. Behind bars, running out of time. Mama there yet? My mother, brother, let me holler at him. What's up, cat? I got you covered. Stay in the books. The preacher's the mother. Undercover, posing the mothers. Exposing the brother. Controlling the struggle by any means. Brutality and the police feel like the enemy. Our community needs more hugs instead of the slugs. The guns, the drugs. That crime of killing the love. The spirit. Drop the warning sign, it's only 1999. But all I think about is 85, the good times. Mama, give us a last time. Ice cups, you drop yours, I give you mine. Too dumb to find, just to find. Calling in on the brother's cry, but I hate to see you cry. A rain comes shine, my family feel my pain inside. By the way, my baby mama getting married. Throw tears in my eyes, I just hope my son has it.
And
from my world. Now you're gone, and I'm feeling all the pain that you're going through.
I played that song because I wanted you guys to understand something. And what I'm about to say may not be a popular opinion. It may not be liked. It may offend some people. It may turn some people away from me. But I'm going to say this because it's true. I need you to understand. The key word here, tip word here, is truth. And a lot of people don't want to stand on truth. Someone once asked me my idea of America and my idea of if racism exists in America. And I was perplexed with that question. Not because I don't have an answer, but I have a multiple and culturally, let me say first, I believe that America is vastly culturally diverse. I believe America is a melting pot, and I believe that there are opportunities for people here and abroad. Let me say that as my opening statement, because that's the statement that's going to say, oh, my God, we love him. He's great. He's awesome. What comes after this is going to piss some people off. Here's my problem with how I see America. I think America is a great place of progress. I think America is a great place of hope. I think there are opportunities for people to grow. I think there are opportunities for people to be successful. If they get around and with the right people, if they invest in the right opportunities, if they understand and they take the time to grow and sharpen their skills over time, they can be as successful as they want to be. I tell people all the time, I made great money. I will continue to make great money, and all I have is a high school education. I have not received a degree from anybody's college. Not that I didn't go. Not that I failed. I just didn't get a degree. That story is another story. But America's promise to its black people and its black citizens and its Afro citizen or whatever term you want to give us, y'all failed. And I want you to understand how much y'all failed, because I was listening to people cry in outrage over a comment that Whoopi Goldberg made. And I want people to understand that what Whoopi said was wrong. But what Whoopi said didn't deserve or doesn't deserve the outlash that it got. And here's why. It's because when we look at the Jewish community, and I'm going to focus on that statement first. When we look at the Jewish community, I want you to understand what has been outlined for them. NATO, internationally, in America, Jews is almost a protected class around the world. And I need you to understand, Jewish is not a race. It's a religion. You cannot tell me it is a race. You show me a Jewish person as a race, and I will show you a person that's not a Jewish person. It's a religion. In order to be Jewish, it's a religion. There's no place on earth that says that the city here is named Jew. Okay? Let's be factual, because everybody's trying to make it about race. Jew is not a race. to religion. So in that perspective of what Whoopi said, she's absolutely fucking right. Do they come from a certain region? Yes. Do they have a certain dialect? Yes. But is it a race? No. There are certain things that you have to have in place to be a race of people. Turned Jewish people into a race of people. It's not a race. It's a religion. It's a belief. It's an idea. LGBTQ is the same thing. It's not a race. It's an idea. It's a decision. It's a choice. Race is a heritage that you are born into. You can see Spanish when you see Spanish culture. You can see Jamaica when you see Jamaican culture. But still from that island, but they still identify and they are still recognized as being Afro. They are recognized as being black. See, when you characterize people, because see, understand, America, black was not always a term identified in America. Matter of fact, black and white is legally constructed through our Constitution. There was no such thing as black and white before the Constitution was ratified and put together. Go study history. These are just facts. I haven't given an opinion yet. These are facts. You can argue with me all day long, but we're not going to argue facts. Go do your research and come back to the table, and then let's have a factual-based conversation. But Jews have been protected around the world since the Holocaust. And what I tell people all the time, I don't downplay the Holocaust, I don't shortchange the Holocaust, and I don't tell any group of people what they've gone through is not significant to them. Because in order to get change, you must stand up and you must ask for and fight for the change that you want to see in your life, in your group of people, in your class. But what I cannot understand is as much time as every news station gave, I watched. No, I don't watch a lot of news, but when I sat down and I watched the news gave that particular news cycle, Whoopi Goldberg, more coverage than the Brian Flores situation. And they're going to say, well, I mean, but they were both black. But Whoopi's was because of what she said about Jewish people. And Brian Flores' his lawsuit is about what's being done to black people. Football and basketball are almost, if not similar, in their numbers of black people who are athletes. When you look at it from a percentage standpoint, basketball and football are almost lock in step with its number of black players. Okay? I think basketball slightly higher, but football and basketball have and will always be over 50% minority black. Okay? I don't care how you try to, whatever. But when you can justify, and this is not a football problem, this is an American problem, but I'm using the football as my reference piece. Do you know how many black owners there are in football? Zero. As progressive as we are as a nation. See, I had a conversation with my wife yesterday, and I said, I'm happy that black people are beginning to get seats at the table. But do you know the Girl Scouts of America just appointed its first black female CEO in its 108-year history? 108 years before they recognize and realize and accept it that a black person is qualified enough to run a company or an organization. Hell, it's a non-fucking profit. Am I excited because we now have new black first? Yes, because nobody has to go through those doors and say that they were the first again. Now they can be the second, and someone can be the 22nd, and someone can be the 102nd, and someone can be the 5,000th. I don't care about what number it is, but the fact that we still have industries that has never had black leadership in it in America, that's a problem. Not because we're not qualified, not because we haven't done the jobs, not because we're not educated, not because we haven't done other things, but simply because there is no opportunity for us. See, there was a rap song that says, y'all keep building up all these walls and gated communities. We don't know if it's to keep our ass out or to keep y'all in. You see what I'm saying? Like, we don't get a seat to the table. And when we do get a seat to the table, we're ridiculed. Look at all those black women right now that are potentially up to be nominated for the Supreme Court seat. And you have people like Ted Cruz who are literally saying that those women aren't qualified, and they've been in the judicial system their entire lives working. But this will be the same senator who will praise cops all the time. And I would rather have a judge working to help change some of those laws and work with different things where they can be a part of these councils and these boards and these groups, and they can have – we need representation. Not just in the political field, but we need representation in the medical field. We need representation in NASCAR. We need representation in hockey. We need representation in law firms. We need representation in every industry across America. Trucking, transportation. I got a homegirl right now. Matter of fact, she's been a co-host on this show. Her and her husband run a trucking company together. It's called the Dispatch Hub. They're doing great together, and I'm proud of them. And I hope they continue to be successful. Because that's not a career field that generally women step into. I'm happy that women are now getting into that career field and crushing it. Because some of my greatest truck drivers in the military were females. And a lot of my females had difficult jobs, like fuelers and hazmat trucks. Because those jobs got to be filled too. Shout out! I got a homegirl up in West Palm Beach. Her name's Tiffany. She does heavy equipment. It doesn't matter whether we're male or female. Give us an opportunity. Doesn't matter if we're black or white. Give us an opportunity. It doesn't matter if we're gay or straight. Give us an opportunity. I am tired of the reason being something that we don't give a fuck about. Y'all are making it an issue, America. Y'all are coming up with the reason why we can't be great. And when we do go be great, then you find reasons to systematically take everything that we have away from us. Redlining, laws, eminent domain, noise ordinances. What time you can go into this location and what time you can go into that location. Y'all have controlled everything. How do you own earth? How do you own the air? How do you tell people that they can't capture rainwater? There are laws in states that says you can't collect rainwater. I don't get it. I understand that there has to be some form of a driving force behind what we do in this country. But if you're going to control everything, the one thing that you said that you gave us was freedom. You said that every man has the right to freedom of speech, due process, the right to vote. The reason why we were saying defund the police and defund the criminal justice system is because the laws and the rules that y'all have in place, it seems less like they don't seem like they're here to help the citizen. They look like they're more in place to cripple the citizen. And when I say citizen, I'm talking about our black, brown, and those who would prefer to be rebels at all costs. Because we refuse to buy into the system. We refuse to get vaccinated. So because we refuse to get vaccinated, you label us as anti-vaxxers. And an anti-vaxxer and a person who's refusing to do something are not the same. See, I don't care about what's in it. I don't care about what's going on with it. I just refuse to take a vaccination when the rule is if you stay away from people and you wear a mask, you generally should be okay. See, I've done that. The people who've gotten me sick refuse to stay the fuck away from me. I ride a bike for a living. I don't drive a car. There's no reason for me to be around people. My last several years of working, I did security. That my primary job in that is to observe and report. I don't have to be around people. We're not taking anything or anyone for granted. You didn't give us our 2 acres and a mule. You didn't give us reparations. When you took us out of slavery, you didn't want us to work. You destroyed our businesses if we became too successful. We moved west, you burned our businesses. We moved all the way as far as California, you destroyed our businesses. You attacked us, you attacked our family. So the question that I have in 2022, I'm not trying to be a civil rights activist, and I'm not trying. When, how, why, put whatever question word you want to put in front of it. But after that, put a comma. Are we going to do to ensure, because we haven't ensured anything. We said we were going to do equal opportunity, and equal opportunity benefited the white female more than it benefited any other class. You don't believe me? Go back and look at the studies. Equal opportunity benefited white women more than anybody. You saw more white women rise to executive status power under equal opportunity, and that was supposed to have been something that was put in for us. Equal opportunity and affirmative action literally benefited white women more than any other class of people. Then they started giving it to everybody else. Black men and black women were still at the end of the line with affirmative action because it still encompassed all minorities. Here's what I need y'all to understand. We as black folks no longer want to be lumped together with all minorities. We want to be lumped together with black. If you're going to give it to us because of who we are now. We are okay and happy that y'all took care of everybody else. We don't have a problem with it. But now we want it simply for being black. Because when I didn't get that job, sometimes I didn't get it just because I was black. Sometimes when my applications for a house was denied, it was simply because I was black. When people chose to not give contracts to me, it was simply because I was black. So now I don't want anything, but I want to be recognized for being black. And I want the government to recognize us for being black. And I want the government to truly make some changes. See, what I told people is, I don't care about what your title is. Because, see, I don't make my decisions on any day based off of black and white. I make my decisions based off of love. I make my decisions based off of how you show up and the energies that you give me. Because, see, sometimes I won't hire black either. Blacks can be assholes. Blacks can underperform too. Blacks can be late for work. I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that we do get wrong. But that's not a consensus of who we are. Give us an opportunity. Put us in the room. Stop handicapping us. Give us all the same resources that you give the next person. That's my mission. That's my prayer. That's my hope that comes out of Black History this year. Not someone went and started a nonprofit organization and the money basically got rolled up into the nonprofit organization. I don't give no fucks about that. Go look at the nonprofit organizations and then go ask me the salaries of the people that's getting paid from these nonprofit organizations. And then I'll tell you, I'm sorry, I'd rather him not get a salary. And you take that salary of hundreds of thousands of dollars and you actually put those resources into a community and so we can truly see those resources at work. Let's stop putting checks out there and let's actually rebuild. Let's fix sidewalks in underfunded communities. Let's take those monies and let's go paint these neighborhoods. Let's go clean the beach. Let's go clean the park. Let's put resource officers back into the schools. Let's put home ec back into the school. Let's put trades back into the school. Let's put true education back into the schools because our children are failing. I refuse to watch another generation go by and not have the resources that it requires, desires, and needs. And if you are hindering that, i.e. things like Facebook, Home Depot, CVS, your days are numbered in the black community because I will be one of the many who will be non-participant in your foolishness. Ask Publix. Publix doesn't get my dollar. Since January the 6th, Publix has not gotten another single dollar out of my pocket. I can't support somebody who doesn't support me. I can't invest in somebody who doesn't invest in me. And I can't believe in something that doesn't believe in me. Because I believe in those around me, and I feed into them. I pour into them. I invest into them. That has to be a dual street. America, that has to be a duality. That cannot be a single-minded mission. We can no longer sit quiet. We can no longer be afraid to have a voice. It's my hope, and it's my prayer. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do Black People Are Dope, and then we're going to have my word of the day, and then we're going to wrap it up for the night. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I guess I should love by the way you fought your car sideways at a wooden glass. The other kind of person who believes in making out one, love and leave it fast. guess I'm with you. Yeah, fucking beautiful city, Georgia. If it's Saturday night, if that makes it alright, you see, what have I got to lose? Lord, I wait till you hear that call. Even if I'm just too bad. Close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were living for me.
Believe it or not, I
started to worry, wondered if I had enough class.
It was Saturday night, you said makes it alright. You say, baby, I got a tough cat.
We are getting ready to do Black People Are Dope. This is a segment that I created during season 3, I believe. And I wanted to do something that just really signified showing off people who we know, people in our community, just people who just are doing amazing and great things. So the young lady that we're going to do tonight, for Black People Are Dope, we are highlighting Black business owners all this month for the month of February. So this young lady, Sharonda Love, was born in November 1983. Sharonda was destined to be great things. She sings. She has sung in a group, Anonymously Yours. She's also been a member of the South Florida Mass Choir and the Miami Mass Choir. She has a voice that even made Kim Burrell fall in love. She is now a world-renowned beautician in the city of Killeen, Texas. She's done hair for many women on reality TV shows such as Love & Hip Hop, for example. Tonight we honor Miss Love. She is a beautiful woman. She is a beautiful mother. She's a beautiful wife. She's a beautiful daughter. But more importantly, she is a beautiful person. I've had the pleasure of having a wonderful conversation with her and her husband. And when I tell you, even through the phone and through the video calls, her energy is absolutely amazing. Absolutely wonderful, and is absolutely a joy. So if you ever happen to stumble into Killeen, our production manager is going to put a little sample of this and also her business page on DJ's Roundtable. Urge you, and I beg you, go support that beautiful black woman. She just actually opened up a new shop in Texas. And you don't get many opportunities to meet great spirits and great energies and those that just want to love for the sake of being loved and nothing more. That's what she gives. That's what she shows. That's what she possesses. So, Miss Love, we thank you. Continue to show love and continue to be great. Our black person is dope, Sharonda Love. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I don't even know what to play after that. I'm going to go back. Since I've been doing a lot of high school soul searching, and I love this album. It's the 8-Ball Lost album. The reason why I love this album because Orange Mound, Memphis. If you've ever been to, the Pyramid Coliseum down there and all of that good stuff, it's an amazing city. But my best friend James at the time, his parents had a black on black with all chrome SS Chevy, boxed out black on black tent, 15. This is mama car now. This ain't even the daddy car. This is mama car. Just sexy. And so, 8-Ball was definitely a Chevy guy. And so as I was going through this, it just made me think of one of my best friends, man. And I love this dude. In life and with people, you're going to have your ups and downs. But when I tell you, that guy has been there for me more than I realized it when I was in high school. And, as I reminisce, I want to dedicate this song to him. Man, James, I love you. Thank you for being my friend way back then. Even though we don't talk much today, if you ever hear this show, I just want to say thank you for being a friend then when I needed a big brother. So we'll be back after this quick commercial break.
You are now. Kick through your door, liquidate it, then I come through your pores. Think the track is bleeding, get it to cause. Next digit before I rip it in fours. Look at my face, you can tell that I'm slick. The blood exercise, 10 in the clip. Y'all niggas ready for the uncounted bit. D.O. Doc Bebo, tucking your shit. That road is owner of the sticky doja. Got me appearing on a wanted poster. It's like when your body get caught in rotor. When I'm stopped like strings to boat motor. My kitchen prints look like Jeffrey Dahmer. Boy, spinning for mama from the drama. My hunger for hip-hop got my gun up. Yo, 8-Ball hit them
Matty Warner. Yeah, eight ball blazing the hate. Inhale a pound almost every day. Real players run the game that they play. That's why I'm doing it the player way. I say those lines potent and real. Showing skills all my homies can feel. Smile, let you see the name on my grill. Cut the track up, let me show you the deal. I be twisting with that red man.
Yo.
He did it all, cooking dope, making bread, man. I got the eagle full of hollow tip lid, man. Hear what I said, man. Can all that weak noise. Alright, Buster, go and get your little weak boy. You know what bring a player joy. Playing with them Glock toys. See, I avoid all suckers tripping. Full of liquor, acting like a bunch of women living. Interested in what I be gripping. Dipping in the bin, zipping. Pants all you haters faking. Running around, seeing real players imitating. Breaking concentration all up in my situation. Hey, blazing. Get y'all sit together. Coffee shop, we with whatever. Hey, ball, stay high forever. Keep it tucked under my lever. We here to keep the party live. Smoke head to a kinky eye.
When the brawl, we can meet outside.
Red and ball be down the ride.
Yo, yo, look around you, motherfuckers. It's a hip-hop holocaust. Yeah, we found the right superhero to take care of that shit.
Rush and green sticky, feeling like a nigga dropped the Mickey. Drink up the Hen and watch me get tipsy. Who wanna ride with me 160? Up and down 48 tracking. You ass kicking those in, straight beat jacking. Ball batting rhymes all in your skull cracking. Acting like I got a problem, that baby Tubi. Smoking brothers like a doobie in a gangster movie. MC turn stank like an old lady coochie. Ballin' red beat all up in your shit. So deep that it be damn near permanent, so authentic you can tell it from counterfeit. Who wanna hit of the pure coffee shop crop? Guaranteed to be bombed to the last drop. Falling red, keep it stone like bedrock. We got
it. I'm going to shoot for the blackout mode. I smash cheese, that's your mousetrap mode.
Yo, who fucks you, baby?
And Bojack knows my flow. Couldn't hold that mode.
Wow.
You be playing tough in the streets. Blue collar MCs suffer the heat until I reach the assassin's team. Right angle, better WC. I'm just a black nationwide hanger. Cops looking for red with cameras. You need more than lion trainers to tame us. Famous for cuffing mics with five fingers. That's why I walk so distorted. Any form of hash aborted. Words so superb, it'll turn the herb if you snort it. 50 second and Nick can vouch for it.
We keep it clean.
If you're hardcore, spit it out. Doc will be arousing police. My underground folk be plowing the streets. So if you can, then you the best MC. Bring your arm over here and handcuff me. We battle through the cattle, learn to speak. Cross examine me, I'm straight up free.
Get y'all shit together. Coffee shop, we with whatever. Hey, ball, stay high forever.
Yo, keep it tough under my level.
We hit the party live. Smoke hay till we think
All right, guys, we got one last little thing to do, and we're getting ready to get up out of here, and that is my word of the day. My word of the day for America is hope. I hope going forward we do better by each other. Am I pro-black? I want to say it just like that so you can get every word in. I said it as broken as I could. Am I pro-black? The answer is yes. However, that does not change line two for me. Am I pro-equality for all? And that is also a yes. Me wanting to see others succeed should not be at the denigration of my own people. Seeing others succeed should not be at the detriment of those around you. Love, and I mean love, unwavering, unflappable, unconditional, unprovoked, just pure, raw love shouldn't have to be coerced into loving. See, one of the things And one of the conversations me and my wife used to have all the time, she goes, how do I know you love me? I said, I get up every day and I put you first. And after I get finished putting you first, I put Elizabeth second. And after I put Elizabeth second, then I put me third. That's love. If a person walks into a room and the first thing that they begin to do is tell you everything about them and tell you how great they are and everything that they plan to accomplish in life, they do love something, and it's themselves. If their focus is money, they do love something, but it's money. My goal is to love, to have no reason to love you other than the fact it's because I love you. So I'm going to take this out on one of my favorite guys of all time. And I love you guys. I will see y'all guys on Sunday. Oh, and if you're participating in my 100-Day Beach Challenge, please make sure that when you post your stuff, you tag me. I am in Facebook jail, and I will be leaving Facebook by my birthday. But if please tag me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat, WhatsApp. There's a lot of different places you can find me. MeWe, there's a few other apps that's out there that I'm on. Find me, tag me, let me know that you're doing the 100-Day Beach Challenge with me, and let me know what day you're on. I completed day 7 today. Let me know what day you guys are on. I love y'all. I'll holla.
Judge not, that you be judged first. What I see, 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 take it over there, walk with it. My yo to Cali, Baltimore, back to New York with it. Come through flying, up 129. Up to school sheet tonight, come through mine. Bars with my dog, get at me, nigga. Get at me, nigga. With the deal is, never forget what deal is. The cat that used to say, X is the best, so we still live. Can't help, still live. But you do bumps on your arm. If you dance, if you want, but I lose trumps with the bomb. The calm, for the storm. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and it's getting warm.
Feel me out. Feel out my eyes. See what I see. Do what I do. Be what I be. Walk in my shoes. Hurt your feet. And do my eyes. But
come on, Ed. Family. Thank you to Taylor Security Services, Taylor Home Healthcare Services. Thank you to Goddessly Cleaning out of Killeen, Texas, Office Homefun Emporium, Fallen Angel Cosmetics, Motivation Magnified. Thank you to the Oils, the Edibles, Luxuria Fantasy Creations. Thank you to DJ AJ. Thank you to my image consultant. Thank you to everybody who does what they do to make this possible. We thank you. We love you. Have a good night. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday.